The View host Sunny Hostin issues another legal note regarding comments about Pete Hegseth. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 2, 2024. The View co-host Sunny Hostin was forced to issue another legal note regarding comments made about Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense. During Monday's episode of The View, Hostin issued a statement after co-hosts Whoopi Goldberg, Anna Navarro, and former Trump administration official Alyssa Farah Griffin made comments about an old private email from Hegseth's mom to her son accusing him of mistreating his ex-wife. Hegseth's mom has since defended her son and described him as being a good father and husband. Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported that Hegseth's mother apologized immediately after she sent the emotional email. The co-hosts also discussed other Trump cabinet picks such as former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, R. High, former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Kash Patel, and how senators should fully vet the cabinet picks. Watch, The View forced to apologize to TPUSA for saying they embraced neo-Nazis. I have a very quick statement, Hostin stated. It's not going to be that quick, co-host Whoopi Goldberg interjected. Pete Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing, his lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit, Hostin said. No charges were ever brought. The legal note issued by Hostin comes as The View co-hosts have previously been forced to issue several legal notes during several previous episodes. In one episode, Hostin and co-host Joy Behar issued four legal notes after comments made surrounding allegations about former Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, who was Trump's first pick for Attorney General before he withdrew his name from consideration, Pam Bondi, who Trump selected to serve as Attorney General, Hegseth and former New York Representative George Santos, R. Hostin was also forced to issue a legal note in another episode regarding allegations surrounding Gaetz, stating that Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a three-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism. The DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.